This is Venom's Brilliant Proposal, written by Incurable Peppermint, read by Mistborn Hero, a Venom podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Eddie, Dan, Venom, Anne, and tagged for polynegotiations, tentacles, symbiote. Summary. It just makes sense. Eddie and Venom like Anne. Anne likes Dan and Eddie and Venom. Venom and Eddie are coming around to Dan. Venom just has to convince the humans it is a good idea. Venom was just starting to like Dan, so it is a shame that he's the one that has the most qualms about Venom's brilliant proposal. He'll have to keep an eye out for any slip-ups from Dan. Then, with proof of Dan's misdeeds, Venom can convince Eddie and Anne to let him eat Dan's brain so the three of them can get together without him. He would rather it not come to that, though. Again, he is starting to like Dan. It would be a shame to eat him now. Look, I'm not saying I don't like you too. I'm just saying it's weird. For the record, then, I also think it's weird, Eddie offers. Venom extends a tentacle out and gives him a smack on the shoulder. Hey! Hey! I'm here proposing the relationship, just like I promised. I'm allowed to think dating my ex and her new fiancé would be a little strange, okay? He pauses. Besides, Anne isn't going to agree to it. Not after how things ended. No, actually, I think it's a pretty good idea. Dan gives Anne an incredulous look. Venom, in turn, gives Eddie a mocking smirk. Because Venom is right, and Eddie is wrong, just like always. Anne elaborates. Well, Venom is keeping Eddie in line now, mostly, and we both care about Eddie and Venom, and they care about us. Right, guys? Dan and Eddie give a slow nod. Venom gives an enthusiastic one. Right, and that in itself makes us a target when the next alien shows up.
There's going to be more aliens? Dan asks, exasperated. I thought we were done with aliens.
We can't know if there's going to be more aliens, but I mean, we have to accept the possibility, right?
It is always a possibility. The other symbiotes might view your planet as a buffet. Many brains to eat if you don't differentiate with between good and bad guys.
Thank you, Venom. So, we all get along. We all like each other. It is a little unorthodox, but I think we can make it work. We'll all be safer if we sleep with Venom nearby to protect us. Anne is so smart. She can see the utility of grouping together, and she knows that having Venom along is an asset. Eddie sighs.
Yeah, okay. Alright, I'm fine with it.
Venom, Eddie, and Anne all turn to look at Dan. Oh, so I'm the holdout now? I still think this is weird, and no offense, Venom, but those feelings mostly stem from an alien parasite being involved in the arrangement.
Parasite?
Hey, calm down, Venom. He doesn't mean that. Tell him you don't mean that. Eddie chides. Sorry, Dan says, putting his hands up in front of him. Symbiote. I forgot. Anne furrows her brow in thought, then motions to Dan with a tilt of her head. Hey, Benham, I think I know how you can convince Dan. Benham catches on to her suggestion and gives her a big, toothy grin.
Of course. One moment.
Benham shoots a tentacle out of Eddie and onto Dan's chest. He switches hosts and they sync up. Benham's form envelops Dan and he lets Dan pilot to see what it feels like to have the power of a symbiote inside him.
Hey, don't! Oh, that's pretty nice, actually.
Dan stands and stretches. He walks around in a little circle. You're not eating my organs, right?
I am well fed, so I won't need to do that unless you exert a large amount of energy at once. It is the benefit of being a lethal protector.
Right. Okay. Well, that feels good. Benham keeps himself out of Dan's thoughts because Eddie has made it clear that humans do not like having their minds read. He does massage the tension out of all of Dan's muscles and fix up a cavity on one of his lower right molars as a peace offering. Dan runs his tongue through the freshly healed tooth. Fine, okay. I think I understand, Dan admits. We can try it, at least.
Success!
Benham announces.
We have conquered the negotiation. Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
The end. This has been recorded for ITPE as a treat for Katie Hart. Thank you for listening, I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.